Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I can't say that enough. I tell you, I give all the glory to Elohim, the almighty creator of heaven and earth. I give him glory for another gracious and great rising morning. He didn't have to wake neither one of us up. But guess what? He did. And I'm glad he did. It's good to be alive. Once again, it's good to be here, right here with you. I praise Jehovah for all of you who made the choice to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio this day. Hallelujah. As stated, he didn't have to give us another day, but he did. You added this time, made a conscious decision to put this time in your schedule, and I don't take that for granted. If you're tuning in live, it's early Sunday morning, 7 o'clock a.m., the Eastern Standard Time hour. Yes, March the 3rd. Wow. The beginning of a month and the beginning of a new week. Amen. And I just want to say welcome. Welcome to, for such a time as this, radio broadcast hour. My name is Saretha Cunningham, and I'm just grateful. I can't praise the Father enough for Almighty that I have another opportunity he gave me to share his goodness. Amen. And yes, his constant faithfulness. I don't care if we're faithless or faith unfaithful, he's still faithful. He's still good. Amen. But I just thank him for being able to share of that goodness on this platform. And I thank him for the willingness to do his will, what he says. Amen. I don't think I should be the only one giving him praise for that. We get the opportunity to please him. We have those opportunities every moment that he allows us to breathe. It's a blessing to be able to encourage someone else. And even when encouraging someone else, I know for me, I'm encouraging myself. Amen. It's a blessing. Sometimes when you don't know what's going to come out your mouth, when you're in a mode of, you know, the Holy Spirit is in control and he's putting words in your mouth and he's helping you to say something kind to someone else and not be judgmental, but be that blessing that the Father has created us to be. Amen. And we get to do that. Amen. We get to encourage with the truth of the Most High's word. That truth, his truth will never change. Amen. His truth is what came to this earth to set man free. Amen. That's why we need to take every opportunity, seize every opportunity that he gives us. Amen. To help set someone free. The word itself, it elevates. It brings the very life of the Most High, the Zoe life of himself, to the forefront. His word cuts sin. We talk about that all the time. Yes, anything, we know anything, sin is anything that keeps us separated from the Father. It keeps us separated. It is anything really in our life that's keeping us bound to it. Amen. And it's keeping us from walking in obedience to the Father's will and to the Father's way. And what is that? His will and his way is his word. That's why we have to study this word and know what he tells us. Amen. We can't just go by what the man or the woman of God representing him standing on the pulpit is saying. We have to study for ourselves. Amen. The word tells us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, Elohim, the Most High. Hallelujah. Not to man. We don't stand, we're not going to stand before man in the final day of judgment. We're going to stand before our creator. Amen. He's our judge. He's actually judging us right now. We're being judged right now how we're living in this walk. Amen. This is a daily journey, but there's going to come a final judgment. Yeah, we don't want to get it twisted. Let me add that in there. There is going to come a final judgment where we're going to get our just reward. Amen. And I'm just grateful for that. So a lot of you that come on and listen to the broadcast, even at a later time, you know I have great respect for the Almighty God, Elohim. And I use his original Hebrew name. You hear me say Elohim for God, Jehovah for Lord, and sometimes Master when it's referring to Yeshua, which you hear me say instead of Jesus, our Messiah for Christ. Amen. I just, you know, man, it got twisted and changed in the translation, which a lot of things did. But you know what? That's why I'm so glad I'm in this walk, learning the truth of the truth. Amen. That truth that came to set us free. It's setting me free even now, even the more. And I'm so grateful for that. I tell you. And in case you didn't know, I just want to share this. I share this probably every week, that Yeshua is the one who came to this earth. God in human flesh, wrapped up in the flesh. Amen. He didn't come here just for you. He didn't come here just for me. But he came. He was sent to this world for the entire world. Amen. That's why we don't have time to judge. Amen. We can judge unto righteousness, but we don't have time to judge in a critical manner. We don't have time. We don't even need to let critical words come out of our mouth. That's why our heart has to get changed. That's why our words, and when our heart is changed, our words change. Our words come out. We want them to be seasoned with salt. Amen. But Yeshua, he sacrificed his love with the shedding of his blood to atone for man's sin. Amen. That was the ultimate sacrifice, the final shedding of the blood for our sins. Amen. No more animals had to be sacrificed. Amen. We don't want to get that twisted either. Amen. When Yeshua came, he was the final, ultimate blood sacrifice for man's sin. Amen. And that's the only way we are able. Amen. And because he gave that sacrifice, that's the only way mankind can be reconciled back to Elohim. Amen. Our almighty creator. I'm just happy for that. And it's beyond a blessing when you just think about it, having this faith, trusting, being able to believe and knowing that you're believing in a Savior. You're believing in a God who loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world. He was already in the presence of the Father. Amen. But he sent him here. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad he yielded to his appointed time for us. Amen. So now it's time for us to yield for our appointed time unto the Father. Amen. We have to yield to do his will and do his word. Amen. So that's why I'm so glad that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want everlasting life. Don't you? Excuse me. Got a little tickle in my throat. Maybe I need to take a sip of water. Hang on. I just thank Jehovah this morning. Can't praise him enough for sending his Son. Amen. And we know, as we always say, we got so much going on in this world. But I'm just happy to be able to bring some good news in spite of some of the negative news. Sometimes it seems like the negative is overpowering the positive. But when we stand in this word, stand on this word, and trust in what the word says, amen, it changes the whole trajectory of what's going on around us. Amen. Even what you may be dealing with right now in your personal life. Amen. Let me get a tissue here. Amen. I don't know what this is, but this word coming forth today. Hallelujah. This got to go in the name of Yeshua. This little tickle trying to linger in my throat. But Father, I praise you. And guess what? Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to go there yet. Let's just have a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're going to share today. We thank you. This word shall come forth with boldness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. For allowing me to be a yielded vessel, to speak your truth, to speak what you gave me to speak. And I thank you for it. Satan, you are a defeated foe. Hallelujah. And I thank you. The word itself stands against you. Hallelujah. That word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Father, I just give you praise right now for what you're going to do. And we know that what's going on in this world, if there's ever a time, hallelujah, for kingdom encouragement through your word, your living word, hallelujah, if there's ever a time for effectual, fervent prayer, that time is now. Well, I hope, saints, that you come ready to hear an encouraging word on what the Father has to say today. I pray that you have your spiritual ears open to hear and your spiritual eyes open to see. Amen. So you really know what's going on around you. As followers of Yeshua Messiah, we will, hallelujah, or we can continue to go forth and be in those effective kingdom citizens that the Most High has anointed us and appointed us to be. So we thank our Heavenly Father for this brand new day, hallelujah, that he allowed us to see. We thank him, hallelujah, Father. We ask, hallelujah, that you take over, hallelujah. I ask that you take over with your guidance and the help of your Holy Spirit, that we only speak your word to the listening ears, those who came in expectation to hear from you, hallelujah, who desire to be encouraged by you, who desire to be elevated by you. Father, I just thank you. You're welcome to infiltrate this time, hallelujah, in your presence, hallelujah, for such a time as this. And as I was about to tell it, amen, what we're going to talk about today, and I guess the enemy don't want me to talk about it, hallelujah, because he knows he's a defeated foe. We're going to talk about praise, hallelujah. I just want us to remember that praise, it is a weapon, hallelujah, and it is a forceful weapon. Sometimes we forget we need to praise. We need to keep praise in the atmosphere. Amen. I think that thing was embedded in me yesterday. One of the sisters at the ministry, she got up and she was talking about, you know, just she was giving a testimony, her testimony, and she was talking about praise. And I think that word praise, there was another word that kept coming to my mind, but this one kept overpowering. I said, okay, Father, that must be what you want me to talk about. As I was just, you know, I prayed throughout the day, just asking him, what do you want me to share with the people to encourage them? Amen. And as I stated, I encouraged myself. Even as I was preparing the scriptures, I was just getting blessed. I was just getting encouraged. I tell you. So I'm just thankful this morning. Even as I was looking up this word for praise, I was amazed at how many times it is throughout the scriptures. Though it's, you know, within the scriptures, it's used different ways, but almost meaning the same thing. But it's listed, it occurs 248 times in the scriptures, in the verses, in the King James Version. But it's 248 times, but only 216 verses. That's just the word praise. I didn't add an ED. I didn't add EF. I didn't add an S to it. I didn't add a D to it. But that's just the word praise itself. Can you imagine? Because the scripture uses the word praise and, you know, and other words that's added into that word praise, like praise it or praise. So I can imagine, or praising. I can imagine how many more times this word is in the scripture. I just looked up one word based off of, you know, the single word of itself, praise. Amen. But I am grateful this morning because we know, hallelujah, that praise, the Psalms even declares it, that praise steals the hand of the enemy. That's in Psalms 8 and 2, I believe. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling have thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. See, praise, hallelujah, steal the enemy. That is a blessing to continuously remember that when we're going through situations, when we're dealing with circumstances and a test, we're in the midst of a test or in a wilderness experience or whatever the situation may be that you're going on, even if when it comes to death and bereavement, when you're dealing with, the Father didn't tell us to stop praising even in the midst of that, when you're feeling down and out and feeling low and feeling, you know, like there's no more life. There's still life in you. We still have to give him praise in the midst of what's going on. It doesn't matter the situation, and it doesn't matter the circumstance. And I know we're going to talk about a little bit of that. I'm sure it's going to come out during the talk and during the encouragement, and that's all I'm here to do. And I'm just grateful. I praise Jehovah this morning. I praise him for giving me an opportunity. And sometimes I wonder, Father, will I continue to do this like this? Or how do you want me to do this? And he just said, just do it. I was okay. I was like, do you want to change anything? He said, just do it. I was talking to him last night. I said, okay, Father. I said, I'm getting a little tired. I'm ready to go to sleep. He said, go to sleep. Amen. So I was just like, I don't know what I was doing. Just I was having a moment, and I was trying to figure that moment out. And he just kept saying, just do it. He even told me, just go to sleep. Just do it. Amen. So I'm grateful this morning that he's reminding us to remember that praise, it is a weapon. Hallelujah. We cannot ever underestimate, and I don't ever want to underestimate the importance of praise. It's a powerful spiritual weapon. I believe that. I've always believed that. But sometimes we get lax. And I think just that little testimony sparked this, must have sparked this in my spirit. I'm not really sure. It really don't matter. But I'm like, because I love, I'm a praiser and a worshiper myself. And I do it all the time when I'm at home and you know, sometimes when I'm in the car and I'm out and about and a song might come up on my head, come in my head, and I'll just be humming it as I'm walking, you know. But it was like when I heard her testimony, I guess the Father was like, okay, don't forget. Don't forget that that's part of your weapon. And it's very important. Don't forget. You know, amen. And I believe that's why I was getting all choked up, and it's like it was trying to linger in my throat. But I thank the Father. That's why I went on in prayer. So this had this scratchiness, or not scratchiness, but that little tickle, whatever it was, had to go. I didn't know what that was. But anyway, I thank the Father for moving right on time. Amen. And then we have to look at praise. I'm just giving a little talk here. We have to think about praise, that it's not just a song, you know. As I mentioned, sometimes a song will come in my head. I need to clear that up too, because it's not just a song that we're singing uplifting words to the Most High. That's what we should be doing in the songs that we sing. Some of these songs they sing, as I listen to the words, some of them I'm like, wait a minute, who are you talking to? Is that in the scripture? What are you saying? Some of these songs they call worship songs, They don't even line up with scripture. They don't even say what the word says. So I'm like, I'm even learning songs I even used to sing, some of the hymns. They don't even line up with the word. I'm like, oh, wow. I tell you, this is something when you really start seeing what you're saying, what's coming out your mouth. But see, a praise is more than that, you know. Though when we sing these songs that do bring glory and honor to the Father, it does bring his very presence on the scene. But sometimes it's praise is not just that. It's more than just a song that has a good tune to it. Amen. Those words need to have meaning. And those words need to line up with what the word says when you're singing to the Almighty Creator. It brings his very presence on the scene. And when his presence come on the scene, guess what? The enemies flee. They got to run. They got to go. They can't stand in the midst of his presence, in his glorious light. Hallelujah. Darkness has to flee. It cannot stand in the midst of the light. Amen. Even sickness and disease have to flee from bodies when praise is taking place. Amen. Sometimes when we get a report from the doctor, the first thing we want to do is start moaning and groaning and glooming and dooming about it. You better put some praise on that matter. Prayer and praise, they work together. Amen. Oh, yes, I'm a witness. Hallelujah. Start praising, start confessing that word, and start giving some praise to the Almighty Creator, especially when you know what his word says concerning sickness and disease. Amen. It can't, you talk it out of your body. You praise it out of your body. Amen. Amen. Even when it comes to poverty, lack. Amen. We serve the King of Kings. Yes, we do. And he has the cattle on a thousand of hills. All the silver and all the gold belongs to him. But we have to know that. We have to read that in the scriptures for ourselves to know that, to believe that. And when the time comes when we're challenged in our finances, amen. I haven't had any income coming in my house since November. The last form of income that came to me in my house was in November. I've got to trust the Creator. I don't know what the next move is going to be. I don't know what he's going to do, but I trust him. Hallelujah. To send the overflow. Amen. I trust him. I got to take him at his word. I know he owns it all. I know he's even been reminding me of old prophecies that's been spoken over my life years ago. He's putting those things back in my remembrance of what he said he was going to do. Now, I'm looking at where I'm at now. Okay. No money's coming in. But I trust you. I trust you said it, and I believe you're going to bring it to pass. Amen. We just have to take him at his word. Amen. That's all I got concerning that. Amen. The enemy will try to come in and give us gloom and doom. I don't care what the situation is. Amen. Physically, he tries to break us down. Amen. He tries to break us down physically in our thoughts, in our thought processes. Amen. Because he don't want us to have joy. But see, this joy that we have, he didn't give it to us. We have the joy of Jehovah. We have the joy in knowing who he is, what he came to do. Amen. We know there's going to be tests. We know there's going to be trials. We know we're going to walk through some wilderness experiences. But yet and still, even in all that, he expects us to give him praise. Shabbat him. And you know, when I was looking up these words, the different words that mean la-da, da-da, la-da, some of these words, we're not even pronouncing right. I was like, Shabbat. I know that's Hebrew words Hebrew words for praise. But when I listen to how it's pronounced, it's not even pronounced like that. Halal, Yada, Shabbat. It was pronounced Shabbat, I think, without the K. So we've been putting the K in it. I know I have been. Amen. I'm just so grateful that the Father's given me some right tunes to hear the correct pronunciations. When I'm going to say it, I want to say it right. I want to respect it all the way around. That's just the way I am, even when it comes to the name, the birth name that I was given. You know, I respect your name, respect my name. that's why I have high respect for the names of the Father, because I know the name that we have, you know, the name that we have been hearing over the years, they are not the names. They're not the names of the Father. Said he never wanted his name changed. And if we even look at it, Apostle said something so profound yesterday, and I never thought about it. I never even had the thought. But that's the way he teaches. He gives you nuggets that you're like, man, I never even thought. The scriptures were never written. Think about it. The scriptures that we were given, the Old Testament, the Tanakh. Just think about that part, because when you get to the New Testament, those are just letters of encouragement that got put in the Bible. But I just want to tell you this. When he said this, I went, wow. The scriptures were never written in English anyway. When they were writing these scriptures, when these scriptures were written in the original Hebrew writing, and they were written in other languages. And when you think when the people were amongst each other, they weren't even speaking English. They were speaking their different languages. But see, all this got translated in English. So that lets you know when you study it, you got to study it from the Hebrew forming or the Greek, the letters that we get it, the letters that we read in the New Testament. That's why we have to study it from that way to understand the meaning of what it's saying, because when we read it, we're reading the in English translation. And remember, the scriptures were in Hebrew, translated to Latin and Greek, and then back to Hebrew from that, and then now back to English. So you know the scriptures got a little misconstrued along the way. That's why we have to study it the best we can. Amen. We can't just read it from the English terminology when we have that understanding. But when you said anything, remember, English didn't come along until later, thousands of years later when English came along. I'm like, wow, was never a conception in my mind, but it just like turned on a light bulb. I was like, okay. But this word, I tell you, praise. We need praise. We don't want nothing to take away our praise. And when situations and circumstances come, that's what the enemy wants to do. When we're murmuring and complaining, when we're in a pity party, the enemy is loving us. He is rejoicing, hallelujah, that we're sulky, that we're not praising, that we're not worshiping. Because see, that brings the very presence of the Father on the scene. Amen. And we're going to see about that. We're going to read about that, even in the scripture. Amen. I'm not really sure where he wanted me to go first. I just jotted down. Sometimes he'd give me an order of how to bring the scriptures out, but he didn't give me that this time. He just gave me the scriptures and I wrote them down. So I said, okay, Father, how do you want me to bring them out in your order? That's what we're going to do. Amen. I know he's a God of order. Amen. And I'm a person, I like to keep things in order, but to me it's a little all over the place, but I don't think so. Amen. So I think the first passage of scripture, I'm believing the Father wants us to go to, thank you, Father. I have some music playing in the background, and maybe that's a little distracting. I probably need to get up and turn it off. But he's talking about, I will dance like David danced. I will praise like my. Isn't that something about to mess me up here? Thank you, Father. I don't think I need to do that again, have music playing, because it might take me off. But I'm just excited this morning. Let us go to the book of Psalms. Let us go to Psalms. Psalms 9. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. And this was a psalm of David, of course. I will praise thee, O Jehovah, with my whole heart. This is the first verse. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. Oof. My. Isn't that something? He said, I will praise you with my whole heart. I will show forth all your marvelous works. I know the Father has done some marvelous things in our lives. Some things we haven't even recognized and went back to give him the praise for. We're so busy focusing on something that we're dealing with right now that we have forgotten what he's already brought us through, what he's already done, how he's already recreated miracles in our life, how he's already healed and touched our body, how he's already supernaturally sent some increase through finances. We cannot forget that. He hasn't changed. He's still the same Elohim. He's still the almighty creator. I will show forth all his marvelous work. All that he's doing, all that he's done, all that he has done, even in his word, hallelujah, not just for me, but from those around me. See, when our brother is rejoicing and praising about something, we can rejoice and praise with them. We don't need to be getting all jealous or ill-willed because Father's doing that for them. We ought to rejoice knowing that our time is coming too. Amen. That's the only way I know to look at it. It's your time. Now, and I'm happy and rejoicing with you. But my time is coming. Thank you, Father. I'm going to continue to trust you. I'm going to continue to stand. As we talked last week about enduring, I'm going to continue to stand on your promises and your word. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to praise you. Hallelujah. Give thanks. That's what that phrase there is talking about in verse 1. Praise, to give thanks, to confess, to thank. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, Father. Amen. Amen. But then when you look at the next phrase, hallelujah, it's probably basically meaning the same thing in the second verse. Amen. It's zamar. Amen. But it's to sing praise, to make music. That's what this one's talking about. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. You are the most high. Hallelujah. Almighty creator. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the praise. Amen. I've been in the presence of some people that I've heard them say that word, he's worthy of the praise. And then when the situation comes, where's the praise? Where's the praise? I was on a conversation, might have been a couple weeks ago with a sister. And I said, now, wait a minute. And I remember, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing this back. Amen. She was talking the situation. I said, give some praise. Hallelujah. It was like she was going on and on. I was like, give some praise over that thing. My. And then she went off in the praise. And then you know what? It wasn't even long. A few days later, called back. And then the thing had changed. That lets us know. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing that back. I didn't even think about that till just now. When my enemies are turned back, praise turns back the enemy. Hallelujah. They shall fall and perish at the Most High's presence, at your presence. I'm bringing you on the scene when I'm giving you praise. I'm bringing you on the scene, Father, when I'm giving you glory and honor, when I'm, hallelujah, playing your name. Hallelujah. When I'm giving you the praise like never before. Hallelujah. When I'm singing it to you. When I'm talking, praising you and thanking you for what you've done. What you're even doing right now. And then I'm thanking you and praising you in advance. Hallelujah. We don't wait till the battle comes. We got to praise him in advance. Because the battles are going to come. Hallelujah. The weapons are going to be formed. But guess what? The scripture also lets us know they form, but they shall not. Hallelujah. Prosper. There's no prosperity in that weapon. It's not going to win in the end. If we stay focused, amen. Hallelujah. If we know what the word says, that's the condition. If we know and put it into practice, amen. Walk it out. Talk it out. Live it out. Amen. This word is powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts sin. It cuts anything that goes against disobedience to the Father. Amen. That's what this word does. It cuts. That's why sometimes when we hear it and it's something that don't feel right with us about it, a lot of times it's something that we need to work on. We need to get right. But see, the Father loves us so much. He wants us to get it right. I want to get it right. Don't you want to get it right? Don't you want to live right? No, we're not perfect. We're not perfect. Neither one of us are. None of us have arrived. He's still working on us all. What he started, he's going to complete. Let him complete it. I want him to complete it. Show me the mess that I need to clean up in me, Father. Yes. Amen. Well, sometimes when I get in conversation, I say something. Wait a minute. Where'd that come from? He shows us ourselves. He does. Every time. And it's up to us to make it right, to get ourselves together. You know, last year sometime we talked about get yourself together. Amen. We got to continue to get ourselves together. And this is a work in progress. We are a work in progress. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. That word that's a light. Unto a lamp unto our path, a light unto our pathway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. your word, hallelujah, a lamp unto our feet. Let's get scripture right. And a light unto our path. Oh, yes. Continue to show us the way. Lead us and guide us, Father. I thank you. Amen. Praise is the overflow of a joyful heart in the midst of triumph. In the midst of test. In the midst of turmoil. That's the word I mean. Turmoil. It doesn't matter. Praise is a weapon, a powerful weapon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we give it all to our Most High Father. Amen. Praise to me, just like a heart beats naturally in our body, pumping the blood throughout our arteries and veins through the different organs in our body. Amen. Praise should be just as natural. Amen. We shouldn't lackadaisy on our praise. Amen. Father's not lackadaisy on what he's doing, and we shouldn't get lackadaisy and complacent with our praise. Amen. It should be just as natural as our heartbeat and just as frequent as our heartbeat. Amen. Praise should just be just as frequent. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how we show our gratitude and thankfulness and our love to the Almighty Creator. Amen. He wants our praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We have to glory in him. It's all about him. It's not about us. We bring and give all the glory to him, regardless of what he's doing in your life or has done in your life and yet to do in your life. All the glory goes to him. We're not lifting ourselves up. Amen. He is lifting us up, but he's the one who gets lifted up. That's why he gets all the glory. He gets lifted up. Even for what he's doing in our life, he still gets lifted up. Hallelujah. He gets the praise. We're going to even see that in one of the passages of scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book. I want to take us back to 2 Chronicles. Amen. 2 Chronicles. Because my mind had went to this king. Yes, King Jehoshaphat. Amen. And I was going to read it starting at the first verse. But I'm not. Because that would take up too much time. So I think we're going to go ahead and start at the 20th verse. And then I may go back and give a little history. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Jehovah, your Elohim. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophet. So shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto Jehovah, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise Jehovah, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, Jehovah set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. My. And when Jesus came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies, fallen to the earth, and none escaped. The enemies attacked themselves. Whew, my. But first, if you want to back up, we may go back down. Now, I just read to the 24th verse. And then we're going to go back up just a little bit. In that first verse, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites. And the other was someone called the, what were they called? Something started with M. I kind of did a little back research on it. Let's go back. go back. The Midianites who came. So they were all coming against Jehoshaphat to battle. And someone came to tell him, to warn him, there cometh a great multitude against you. That second verse, 2 Chronicles 20. I hope I gave you what chapter we were in. 2 Chronicles 20. Now we're backing up to the second verse. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazat Mantar, which is in Engedi. They were in Engedi. They were, I don't know how to say that word correctly, but they were in Engedi. Amen. So he was letting them know where they were. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek Jehovah and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. So fear grips them. You know, sometimes when we get a negative report or get negative, immediately some type of fear sometimes might come in the pit of your gut, or you may have a little feeling, right? But then you got to regroup and figure out, okay, what I need to do. You see what he did? He immediately consulted the Most High. Oh, yes, that's what we got to do. See, a lot of times when we get a negative report, we're going to need to go and get on the phone or get on the text, call somebody or text somebody and tell them. And we haven't even consulted the Father. I'm talking to those who's confessing believers. Oh, yes. When that fear grips you, sometimes you let it take over. See, we can't do that. See, joy, hallelujah. Praise, hallelujah. All that is the opposite of fear. Totally opposite. Trust, totally opposite. Though it comes, we can't let it stay. Amen. This, we see what Jehoshaphat did. He called and instructed the people to go on a fast. Amen. Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of Jehovah. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek Jehovah. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. But we see what happened. Them coming together. Now, it said it came to pass after this. So a lot had took place. That's what the first word, the first part of the statement in 2 Chronicles 20 and 1. Now, see, Jehoshaphat became the king of Judah somewhere around about, I think, the 17th chapter of 2 Chronicles. And when he took over, he made a covenant somewhere within there, maybe about the 18th chapter. You can go back and read this for yourself for the history. But somewhere he made a covenant with Ahab, king of Israel. And Ahab had a whole lot of prophets. I think it was about 400 prophets that were just prophesying what he wanted to hear. So, and then there was one prophet that, you know, when they went there, he said, come on, let's just overtake it was a city they was going to overtake. And and Jehoshaphat said, okay, we'll do, I'm kind of paraphrasing, Jehoshaphat, whatever you want to do, I'm right here with you, brother. I got your back. Me and my army, we got your back. We got your cover. So he agreed and made that covenant to be with him. And he had heathen prophets prophesying for him. They were prophesying lies. And it even talks about that throughout there, probably within the 19th chapter of that. But you can go back and read this, amen, and get the details. Amen. I'm just kind of paraphrasing. But anyway, because of that, at the end of the 19th chapter, or was it the beginning of the 18th, beginning of the 19th chapter, Jehoshaphat was warned. That 19th chapter, in the first verse, it says, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. See, there was the prophet that in the 18th chapter that Jehoshaphat had sought out, that was a prophet of Jehovah. He gave the prophecy that Ahab would be killed. And Ahab didn't like him because he said, he always speaking against me. He always speaking evil. No, he was always telling the truth. You had them 400 prophets, a heathen prophet, that were telling you a bunch of lies, giving you what you wanted to hear. But he was speaking what he heard from Jehovah. Amen. And when he told him that, he had him put in bound, and I can't remember his name, but he had that prophet bound. Amen. But just go back and read it for yourself, because he said he was telling them an evil report. He said, see, Jehoshaphat, I told you, he always speaking evil about me. No, he was telling you the truth. You just didn't want to hear. And don't we get like that sometimes? We're told the truth, but we just don't want to hear it.
and that can cause us looming doom. Now, Ahab physically died because that prophet told the truth. He told him he was going to die. He was going to be killed. So what he tried to do was disguise himself. He didn't go looking like he told Jehoshaphat, you put on your royal guard. I'm not going to put mine on. I'm going to disguise myself. He still tried to come up with a plan and then kind of secretly said, well, you know, so when they came after them, amen, when that city came after them, man, what was the name of that city? I should have marked it, but I didn't. Ramoth Gilead. That's who was coming after them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who helped me find it right quick. So they were coming after them. So when they were coming toward them, they was going forth out in their presence, and they were coming toward Jehoshaphat, who had on his royal guard. And they said, wait a minute, is that the king of Israel? Because they were told, go after the king of Israel. And as he was seeing them approaching him, he started praying to Jehovah. And then when they got up on him, they turned around. They realized, this is not the king of Israel. He was the king of Judah. So they turned away from him. And then an arrow went and shot, and it went through to Ahab. My. But he was disguised, remember. He didn't dress in his royal garb. But anyway, the prophecy came to pass. He died, and this wasn't the same fight. This was a different fight that came. But Jehoshaphat was born in that 19th verse, and Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, went out to meet him and said to the king Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly? See, because he was made that covenant with Ahab and them. But this was after the fact. Ahab had already gotten killed. It had already taken place. And love them that hate Jehovah. Therefore is this wrath upon thee. Therefore is wrath upon thee from before Jehovah. And I believe, now maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that's why these three people came against him. But he still said, nevertheless, there are good things found in you, in that you have taken away the robe out of the land and have prepared your heart to seek Jehovah. One thing about Jehoshaphat, he kept still seeking the Father, even when he hooked up with the heathens. He still kept seeking Jehovah. He still kept seeking him. But that lets you know, when you hook up with heathens, come on, when we hook up with those who's not on the Lord's side, let's put it that way, it causes problems. It can cause you to forfeit some stuff. And in this case, I believe that's why all these three different armies came against Jehoshaphat in that 20th chapter. Amen. Even though he still saw he put people in place, he put judges in place, if you read the rest of that 19th chapter, he was putting people in place and told them, you only do what thus saith Jehovah. Whatever Elohim instructs you to do, that's what you do, and don't do nothing else, when he was putting them in place. So he still sought after the Most High, and that was the blessing. And I believe even when he got this fear came upon him, these three armies were coming against him. He was even told where they were. Amen. I tell you, when you love the Father, when you do his will, he will give you warning. He will let you know what's up. He will let you see a lot of times what's coming. My. He'll give you some warnings. Sometimes he'll give you dreams. Sometimes he'll send a person to give you a word to you that'll confirm something you was praying about. He gives us that insight. He said the secret things belong to him, but he reveals it to those, hallelujah, who honor him. His word says that. I want to honor him. Don't you? I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's coming when it's coming. I tell you, I want to know. Amen. So here we see the success of what happened. Not only, we're going to continue on in that Second Chronicles, the 20th. I stopped at that 24th verse, but we're going to continue on to the 25th. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, all those that were dead, these were those other three armies that came against him. That was probably part of the wrath of the Most High that was coming against him, that he was told that was going to happen. Amen. In that 19th verse, because of him hooking up with those heathens, my. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance, both riches with the dead bodies,
and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of spoil, because there was so much. What? They killed off. They didn't have to lift a finger. The enemies killed themselves. They turned on each other. Isn't that something? They first went after the third group of people in there, and then they went after the Ammonites and the Moabites. They start killing each other. The Moabites and the Ammonites start killing each other until none of them were left. And Jehoshaphat and his army and team was able to go in and take over all the abundance. Took them 3 days to gather all the spoils. I'm sure it was thousands and thousands of them, and it still took them 3 days. That was some abundance. Now you tell me, hallelujah, we serve an almighty God that has nothing? What? They had greatness back then. They had jewels and stones and all kind of things. Hallelujah. All kind of abundance. All kind of spoils. And they were able to recover it all. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. For there they blessed Jehovah. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka. Amen. Unto this day. Isn't that a blessing? My, my, my. See, we want to be able, hallelujah, when the enemy is trying to form his whatever against us, his plots, his tactics, we want to have our praise, fasting and praise ahead of time. We see that's what the army did. They were instructed to go out and give praise unto the Most High ahead of time. Hallelujah. That confused the enemy. It confused the enemy. I even mentioned that passage of scripture at the beginning. It will steal the hand of the enemy, cause him to flee and run. We read that in the first psalm we read, Psalm 9:3. I tell you, this word, if it does not stand and back up its own self, and you don't see it and get it, you need to turn on your spiritual ears. Amen, because you're not listening in the spirit. Praise, hallelujah, is a weapon, a mighty weapon. That's why Father said, remind my people, hallelujah, that praise, it is a weapon. To remember, it is a powerful weapon. Amen, that we cannot forget. Hallelujah. We have the weapon of praise as we give it unto our Most High, as we remind him, hallelujah, of what he said. And I think I'm going to kind of go through some of the Psalms, because it's so many. I mean, the majority of this word praise, the majority of it is throughout the Psalms. So you know I couldn't read it all, but I tell you, I want to get some of it in. So I just want to go to, what psalm is that? I wrote these down. Psalm 42. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. You're worthy. Psalm 42. And I'm going to start at the first verse. To the chief musician of Korah. This is for the sons of Korah. As the heart panted after water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O Elohim. My soul thirsteth for Elohim, for the living Elohim. When shall I come and appear before Elohim? My tears have been my meat day and night. My, my, my. All he was doing was crying and eating his tears. That was his food. While they continue saying to me, where is your Elohim? Sometimes we in a situation and it looks like it's a desert place so deep, we don't see a way out. But as we keep crying out to the Father, hallelujah. And 42 and 4 says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of Elohim with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. See, right here, talking about the holy day, those are the feasts that a lot of times we have taken out, the church has taken out, that we don't celebrate, but I celebrate them now, and I'm grateful. The holy day are the feasts. Amen. The feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Passover. Amen. As we're getting ready to celebrate that coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming up soon, maybe by the end of March, or we got to wait till the biblical new year comes in. Amen. Once the full grain is the full barley is full and in the Israel, I'm learning all this and I'm loving it. Hallelujah. But once all that still just honoring the covenant, God's commandments, hallelujah, honoring his laws and what he said and put out there that it should never be done. He said, teach the generation after generation after generation. That means that doesn't stop. That's what Yeshua came teaching, the law. That's why they hated him with a passion. They hated him because he was changing their tradition, what they were trying to set up and how they were trying to get it going. But I tell you, I'm just grateful right here. They came with a joy of praise. So it doesn't matter when you find yourself or if you've been there or if you go there in a place where you seem like there's no hope. I believe right here in this song, he was fasting. Amen. As he was panting after the Father, I need you to show yourself mighty, Father, in this. I've been there in some situations. And I said, Father, show up and show out. I'm trusting you to do it. Sometimes there was a plant. One of my plants, I named it Flexible. And that word, I taught on that word before, flexible. You have to be able to bend without breaking. It doesn't matter what you're going through or what's coming against you. On my job, it was so much mess going on, coming at me. Oh, left and right. And I named that plant Flexible. Amen. But then I taught that word too. I taught that message for Flexible. Being able to bend without breaking. See, you're going to get in some situations if you're not in one right now, or if you just came out of one, you're going to go through some more as long as we're living on this life. I'm talking about me too. I ain't just talking to you. I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me too. But we have to, this word is going to be tested. That's why we got to know what it says so we can bring it back up as we're praising the Father, as we're reminding him. He said, when I remember these things, My. And he was being judged at, where is your God? Where is he at now? Ha, you crying and you murmuring and you going through this and you going through that. Where is he at now? See, people are mocking. They looking. They understand. They see what you're going through. But what are you doing in the midst of going through? Amen. 42:5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in Elohim. For I shall yet praise him for the health of his countenance. Amen. For the health of his countenance. Amen. And then it goes back down. Look at 42:11. Why art thou cast down? The same question. Oh, my soul, talking to itself. Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in Elohim. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my Elohim. Not only is he your not only is he your hope or your help, as was stated in the 5th verse, but he also is the help of your countenance. Your countenance is what you look like. See, sometimes when we're going through, we look like we're going through. We look like we're going through. Our countenance shows it. That's why praise is so important, saints. People are looking at us. We are the light. That we are the word, representing the word, and that's the only word somebody's going to see, even if you don't open your mouth. When people hear you, when situations happen, they would hear me on my job. Praise Father, praise the Lord, praise God. They would hear me give praise to the Most High. Praise the Most High. Thank you, Father. He heard that prayer. Hallelujah. They would hear me give praise. They would hear it. See, we can't be ashamed of him. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Now, there were certain situations in certain places where I couldn't just do that. You have to be able to discern in certain areas where you can do that because of this world system that we live in. Amen? Amen. But other than that, I would just praise him. I would just praise him. And a lot of times they still receive, even in settings where it was a whole lot of people around and it was the big shops and all that, they still would see my countenance would be different from anybody else's. See, it matters. It matters. That's why praise is so important. Praise, hallelujah, is powerful. It's a powerful spiritual weapon that we have to use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the joy, now we say that, the joy of Jehovah is my strength. Is it really? Is that your strength when you in that cave? When you in that pit situation? Is it? Is it? I'm talking to me too. Come on now. Father didn't have me to remind us of this. Not if he's not going to be talking to me too. Amen. He wants us to remember praise is a weapon. And it's very powerful. I'm reminded, can't help but being reminded of Paul and Silas in the book of Acts. Ha, my. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto Jehovah. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. My. Now, what does that tell you? Now, see, sometimes we can be bound in our own mind and way of thinking, not just a physical prison, but bound in our own mind of thinking. Put some praise on that matter, and that will loose, hallelujah, that boundness. That will loose you, hallelujah. A earthquake will shake. Amen. If you're going through and you feel like you're in a spirit of depression right now, anyone listening, begin to go out in a praise. Go off in a praise. Start praising your Father. Start reflecting and remembering what he's done for you. Just as we read right here in that Psalm 42. Remember. Remember how he came through for you before. He's still the same God. He hasn't changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. That's why I don't understand how man can change what God's already put in place. How can we change it? We can't, but we've been taught that. Some still being taught that. I want your truth of your truth, Father. Hallelujah. Want to walk in it, live in it, breathe it. Talk it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We have to remember. Amen. Praise is powerful. It's a time of praising, giving thanks, confessing and thanking, giving glory, boasting. Hallelujah. Shining in the Father. Amen. That's what it's about. Let's go to Psalm 150. Oh, yes. I just love the word. I know it is my path. It leads me. It guides me. It guides you too. Better pay it some attention. Psalm 150. And let's start, at the first verse. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything, hallelujah, that have breath, praise Jehovah. Praise ye Jehovah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. That's giving him boast. That's giving him the shine, giving the shine unto him, giving him that glory. He's worthy. Praise him with these instruments. Hallelujah. Praise him for what he's done, doing, and going to do. Hallelujah. We have to praise him, even if our voice is the only instrument we have. We don't have a tambourine or a trumpet or whatever, but we got to praise him, a psaltery or a harp, but praise him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Can't say it enough. And mean it. Mean it. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy. Hallelujah. That's halal. That's praising him with that kind of praise of glory. Amen. Then let's back up the Psalms 40. Thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah. that lamp unto our feet, that light unto our pathway, helping us to rediscover, hallelujah, once again, how important praise is in this walk. It's important. Psalm 40, hallelujah. We're going to get there. Listen, okay. So this praise is talking about adornment, thanksgiving, and it can be a public praise unto the Most High. So this is a different word as well. Tehillah. Tehillah. That's how you say this one. Psalms 40. And we're going to start at the first verse. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. There's a cry out. He brought me up also out of a hard pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for bringing me out of that pit. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise, hallelujah, unto our Elohim. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in Jehovah. That's what I said. When we walk about, that's what I heard the Spirit say. When we walk about our daily lives, saints, we are the only word that some people see. That's why I said, it may, your countenance. You can't look like you going through. You cannot look like you going through. And they might know you going through. I've had those testimonies from years back in my life where someone knew I was going through. And she had a problem with that. And she was a believer too. But I couldn't understand why she just dejected me and didn't want nothing to do with me. But that was the reason. She said, you going through this and you coming in, you're smiling, you're laughing, and you still talking about God. She said, how do you do that? I said, his strength, the joy of him is my strength. That's my strength. I don't know anything else to do. See, our countenance shouldn't look like what we're going through. It's stated right here. That's a confirmation. Hallelujah. When we do, when we're like that, people want what we have. But we're walking around looking like sour pusses, and then we know who we're supposed to represent. Look like we're sucking on some lemons. My. We should be looking like we're sucking on a sweet piece of meat, which we should be, the word. That's what we have. It's sweet. Hallelujah. It's sweetness. Hallelujah. Unto us. It's sweetness unto our bones, to our taste buds. Hallelujah. It's sweetness to our lives, leading us, guiding us, directing us. Hallelujah. Establishing our goings. That's what we just read. Praise ye Jehovah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. I can't praise him enough. Amen. If I had 10,000 of tongues, one person in the business, I still couldn't praise, thank him enough, give him all the glory. I couldn't shabbat him enough. My. I thank him. And then my mind also went to the book of Daniel with Nebuchadnezzar. My. I tell you, Nebuchadnezzar, he got so full of pride. He was doing right. But then he started wanting to take the glory. I tell you, that reminded me of somebody, Lucifer. He wanted God's glory. He wanted the glory of Elohim himself for himself. That's why he got kicked out. Nebuchadnezzar. My. I want to go ahead and read a few of the passages in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter. Thank you, Father. The fourth chapter, starting at the 34th verse. Nebuchadnezzar, remember, because he got there, it was a word that came to him that he was going to, there was a dream he got, and he couldn't get anybody to interpret it. Well, Daniel finally interpreted it and let him know he was that king that was going to suffer. He was the one that was going to go down for 7 years. Amen. And that's in that very same, now let me back up here. Let's back up at the 27th verse of Daniel 4. O King Nebuchadnezzar, listen to me. stop sinning. Okay, this is not my King James Version, but I'm going to read because this is the book I grabbed. Do what you know is right. Be merciful to the poor. Perhaps even yet Elohim will spare you. But all these things happened to Nebuchadnezzar. 12 months after this dream, he was strolling on the roof of the royal palace in Babylon and saying, I, by my own mighty power, have built this beautiful city as my royal residence and as the capital of my empire. My empire. I've done this. I did this. He was giving his praise all to himself. While he was still speaking these words, a voice called down from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, this message is for you. You are no longer ruler of this kingdom. You will be forced out of the palace to live with the animals in the field and to eat grass like the cows for 7 years until you finally realize that Elohim parcels out the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone he chooses. That very same hour, this prophecy was fulfilled. Nebuchadnezzar was chased from his palace and ate grass like the cows, and his body was wet with dew. His hair grew as long as eagle feathers, and his nails were like birds' claws. My, can you think about how he saw his appearance change, how he looked? This prophecy came to pass because of the pride he had. At the end of the 7 years, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven, and my sanity returned, and I praise and worship the Most High Elohim and honor him who lives forever, whose rule is everlasting, his kingdom evermore. My. As soon as he came to himself, he knew what he had done. He was like, woo, my. I better give the praise and the glory and the honor to who it belongs to. It's not about me. We stated at Earth, it's not about any of us. It's about the Father doing his will. Amen. And he gets the glory, the honor, and the praise. All the people of the earth are nothing when compared to him. He does whatever he thinks best among the angels of heaven as well as here on earth. No one can stop him or challenge him, saying, what do you mean by doing these things? When my mind returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. My counselors and officers came back to me, and I was reestablished as head of the kingdom with even greater honor than before. Once he recognized and put the thing in perspective, he had that chance. Guess what? Some of us may not get that chance. We may not get that chance. Sometimes we may be cut off instantly. Don't know. That's why we got to keep it, our eyes focused on the prize. Amen. 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 We have to keep our eyes on the prize. And who is the prize? The Most High. And we keep our eyes, in order to keep our self focused on him, we have to keep our eyes looking to Yeshua Messiah. He's the example. He came, he set the example. Amen. And we are to pattern our lives after him every day. Every day in this book. Amen. I want to read another passage of scripture. Amen. It says, see, Nebuchadnezzar started praying in Proverbs, talking about praise. Proverbs 27:2. Let another man praise thee and not thy own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. See, Nebuchadnezzar was giving his own self praise. That's what met that pride. Took him down for 7 years. My. I can't, just thinking about how his appearance looked and how he started looking and eating and grazing like the animals. He was on all fours. My. Think about that. Saints, we are encouraged to stand. When I say saints, I'm speaking to those of us who are walking and living a set-apart life. Amen. We're setting apart. We are set apart. That's what saints mean, set-apart ones. Living and honoring the word of the Most High, following after his commandments and the instructions of his law. And we get to do that by following what Yeshua taught, because that's what he taught. Amen. And going back to the Torah, the book, the first 5 books in the scriptures, which, you know, look at the chronological order of the scriptures, really. I don't understand this part, but even Job was written before Genesis. It was written in 2000 BC.
I don't understand that concept. I got to ask that question when the time, I want to know about that. Genesis was written in 1446 BC because, you know, BC's come down. The Psalms were written starting at 1450 down to 430 BC. So they weren't even all together. They were written at different times. But see, we have, man has put the Bible together, and he put it together in the order he wanted to put it together, not in the way that it was written. Even Second Chronicles, the way we have it scripturally coming, it doesn't come to after Malachi. You look at the way Malachi comes, it comes right before Matthew. I'm telling you, but the book of Nehemiah is the one that was written, and then Matthew wasn't even first, James was. So the scriptures are not in chronological order of how they were written. The scriptures are the letters. Let me put it that way because, you know, the letters were only written based off of the law. Paul them and Matthew, Luke, they only wrote based off of what had been done or what written from the law. That's what from the Old Testament. That's all they had. Amen. Praise Jehovah. Hallelujah. For understanding that. Now, I always wondered about that. I got clear understanding. Thank you, Father. I bless you. I praise you. I give you glory. Hallelujah. But I'm just thankful that we don't ever want to get to the place where we're giving our own self praise. All praise, all glory, and all honor goes to the Father. We're even instructed in Proverbs, and we know that book is a book full of wisdom, full of insight and wisdom. Wisdom from the Most High. Not wisdom of this world, but wisdom from Elohim himself, who's given man inspiration to write it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I tell you, I can't praise him enough. It's probably other. I may have missed a few passages because I kind of skipped around and I didn't know what order and I wasn't checking them off as I was reading them. But I just praise Jehovah. Amen. I praise him. I think Psalm 45 and 17 said the same thing as either 42:5 or 42:11, I believe. 45. But you can read it in your, it's just another form of praise. Amen. Amen. We did Psalm 43. Yes, 1-3. Thank you, Father. I'm just making sure I'm not missing anything. But then in the New Testament, yes. Let's go to the book of Luke. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. I think I had this tomorrow. Luke 19. Thank you for your word, Father. The chapter 19, starting at verse 52. And this was after Yeshua had already come into Jerusalem, heading into Jerusalem. We're going to start at the 37th verse. And when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise Elohim with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of Jehovah, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke your disciples. What? My. They hated him, even for the purpose that he was sent. But he had to endure. He had to go through for us. Praise Jehovah. Praise Yeshua for going through and enduring. Thank you, Yeshua. You didn't have to do it, but you endured for us. We give all praise to our Most High God, Elohim. Hallelujah. Praise you. Amen. They were given praise, and the Pharisees hated it. They did not like it. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. See, you, I was right here in your midst. But now I'm getting ready to depart. Mm. You still didn't see it. You're not going to see it. My. Hid from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you that your enemy shall cast a trench about you and compass you round and keep you in on every side and shall lay you even with the ground and your children within you. And they shall not leave you in the one stone upon another because you have knowest, because you knewest not the time of my visitation. What a warning he left to the Pharisees or anyone. We got Pharisees today that's coming against the truth of what Yeshua taught, which was the law. Coming against that, not acknowledging that, woe unto you. Woe unto you. He said what was going to happen to them. That's why he said in all generations, teach your children. Teach them my word. Teach them my commandments. Generation after generation after generation. That doesn't change in what is called the New Testament generation. That never changed. The New Testament are just letters of writing. Oh, my. Praise Jehovah. He's worthy. He's worthy. They praised him when he came in. And I'm sure those that was praising when he came in was praising when he left out, when he ended up. When he ended up with crucifixion. Well, some that was with him left him. They deserted him. They got scared. Even the disciples. That's why we have to endure this walk to the end. That's why I know Father is encouraging us with these type of messages, because he's definitely encouraging me. Just remember that praise is powerful. Has followers, for the followers who are followers after Yeshua Messiah, praise should be what you do when you meet. Meet together, come together. Praise is something you should do. That's what we should do. Got to praise him for who he is. Not just for what he does, but who he is. Knowing who he is, and we're not going to know who he is if we don't get in this book and learn of who he is. Who he is, he's love. Everything we need, he is that. And more. Learn who he is. Not just, we want to learn him. We want to seek his face and not just his hand. Like Psalm we read about has the deer panting. He's talking about panting after Elohim. We got to know him and in the power through his son of his resurrection. We got to know him. That's the only way we're going to know him. And his hand follows that. As we know him, his hand will follow. All the provisions come behind us. Amen. And those provisions will last. If we keep him first at the forefront, seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, being in right standing with him of what his righteousness is through his laws and precepts. And all the other things that we have need of will be added unto us. That's a promise. We got to praise him forevermore. He's worthy. I just thank him for this word as he has encouraged me truly today. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. There's a song on right now. Praise the Father because we are not of this world. My. That's what they said in those words. Praise to the Father because we are not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. All praise be unto the Father. Amen. I just love it. Thank you, Father, for reminding us to give you the praise at all times. I'm going to close us out with a prayer. Past few weeks, I've been opening up. There's been no comments. So I'm just going to close us out with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, thanking you for your goodness.
thanking you for your mercy and your grace that you continue to keep pouring out on us, where you're giving us your grace, hallelujah, that we're getting what we don't deserve, your mercy, where we're not getting what we do deserve, you daily give us. You said your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, we bless you for that, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in each individual's life, even now. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're yet to do, even in the future. As we continue to praise you and give you glory and adore you and honor you and hallelujah, boast in you, hallelujah, for it's all about you. Make all our confessions in you and to you and hallelujah, of you and all that you've done. Give you the credit for what you're doing, Father. We just bless you. Can't praise you and thank you enough. Hallelujah. Can't adore you enough for who you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Yes, you are creator of heaven and earth. You are our King, and we thank you. Father, as we're blessing you and praising you, even as we leave from this broadcast today, we thank you that you're going forth before us, preparing the way with the angelic host that you've given us to assign on our behalf, hallelujah, to go forth before us. Any path that's crooked, to straighten it out. Hallelujah. Prepare the way. We thank you for establishing our goings, ordering our footsteps, that iniquity in your word. Order our steps in your word, that iniquity won't have dominion over us. Thank you, Father. We just pray your word today. Your word is, hallelujah, substance. Your word will forever stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word is going to forever stand. We have to get in your word, meditate on it day and night. That will give us the good success that we are to have in you. Hallelujah. And when we have it in you, we have it in life, in this journey that we're walking. Thank you. Help us to get ourselves and our lives in order, lining up with what your word says. We thank you for that, Father. Hallelujah. It's all about the King and his kingdom. We want to go forth. We want to be effective in building your kingdom and tearing down Satan's kingdom. We thank you, Father. We can't do it effectively without your word. Continue to give us, yes, those ears to hear spiritually and eyes to see. Hallelujah. What you need to show us and what we need to do. Father, we thank you. We lift up our family members to you, Father. Hallelujah. Those who have not accepted you and come to follow after you yet, Father, we call them to you. Call their hearts to you. Draw them to you like magnets. So, oh, we thank you. Draw their hearts to you like magnets. So, oh, you said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We ask that you thrust forth your laborers into the harvest. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for sending the laborers across our family members' path, those that won't hear us, that they would hear someone that's teaching and sharing and encouraging with your truth of the truth. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor for what you're doing and for doing just that. Anyone that's challenging their body right now, Father, we just lift them up. You said signs and wonders shall follow, hallelujah, your word, hallelujah, and follow them that believe. We are believers in your word. So we ask, hallelujah, that you touch bodies right now, hallelujah, touch backs right now, touch knees right now, hallelujah, heal, set free and deliver. Healing oil of virtue flow throughout every body that's represented and hearing right now in the name of Yeshua. We thank you. Oh, we give you praise as we go forth throughout this day. We thank you that you're going forth before us. Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom.